$19.95, you'll get Proactive and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Overdrive.
Oh, you stepped on it.
Oh, man, I stepped on it just a minute.
Stop.
Oh, man.
Now, Dan, you were in radio.
I know.
Better than that.
I know.
It's called Walking Up the Song. Yeah. And you never had to do that.
No.
But you know the intro time. You know when the music turns into vocals and you don't step on the vocals. So let's pretend we're at a rock music station.
Okay.
Rock 550.
That's Rock 550.
Okay. And we've just come out of a commercial break, and you're going to walk up the BTO song. Here we go.
All right. Hey, don't forget, coming up later on, we've got Channel 2 News and Sports. Right now, here's BTO heading down the highway on Rock 550.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn it. Close, baby.
Nailed it. Still got it. Still got it.
They actually did. Well, I actually did have to do that. Part of the broadcast center at the end, you would essentially do an airship.
Yeah.
So we had the music on carts back then, and it would have the actual intro time printed right on the label there.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to mess it up. They tell you, you have 8 seconds.
Right.
You know how much. But for most people, if you say, okay, you have 8 seconds, go.
You run out of steam.
You
can run out of steam quick or do it too early.
You didn't realize the last three words you wanted to say made it 9 seconds, so you know what to do. Well, folks, it's your turn. That means you can call us now. We have a little time to talk. Colin Jeffrey comes in at 4:30. Till then, it's all yours, and we're here to help you. We just had some research people. We have a massive research staff here. We just had them run some numbers on how many people we have helped who have called this show between us and the problem solvers. 286,419 people. That's how many people we've helped in the time we've been here. So we would like to help you, too. Answer your questions, or you can tell us something we didn't know. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS, or the best and easiest from most cell phones, *KTRS. We welcome Doug. Hello, Doug. How are you?
Yeah, Frank. This is Doug.
That's why I said hello, Doug.
Well, hello. Yeah. I was just going to say that last caller in the last hour was a complete setup, wasn't it?
Set, what do you mean, set up?
Well, you know the guy.
I don't know who that was.
You know the guy.
Hey, hang on. Doug, don't tell me what I know and don't know. First of all, what call are you talking about?
The guy talking about the Tony Messenger on the morning show.
Yeah, you know who he was?
No, we didn't know
Doug,
the guy.
I have no idea who that was.
Yeah, well, it sure sounds like a setup to me.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I can tell you it wasn't, Doug.
Okay.
Doug, when we take calls...
Some people may believe you and some people may not believe you.
No matter what you say to this guy.
Yeah, it's obvious.
Doug, you're one of those people.
No, I'm not one of those people. I'm not at all.
Let me finish. You didn't even know what I was going to say.
Yes.
You're one of those people that once you've made up your mind about
something... No, I'm not one of those people.
Well, you just said other people can believe it, but you're not going to believe it when we say it.
Yeah.
And there's no way, unfortunately, there's no way for me to prove to you that I didn't know who that was, but you're going to have to take my word for it. I don't know who that was.
Okay, I know you don't like Tony, and that's
fine. Hold on a second. Hold on. I don't know Tony Messenger, and I've never once said I didn't like him, ever.
Well, evidently, you were not defending him at all, were you?
No.
What?
No, I
certainly
wasn't.
Weren't, because, face it, Frank, you don't like liberals.
Well,
face it.
Why don't you
man up and say you don't like liberals?
because Doug, it's not true. I don't.
Maybe some liberals that you really like. You really appreciate.
Doug, I don't know most people's political leanings because I try not to discuss it with people.
You do all the time on your show. How many times do you say, Frank? Don't like to get political, but you do it 3 or 4 times a week. Frank, you love to get political.
Three or four times a week?
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what, Doug.
Okay.
I'll let other people call and tell you why they listen to this show. And one of the reasons they do is they're not bombarded with political stuff on this show.
Well, I think sometimes you step over the line sometimes, Frank.
Hey, Doug, let me.
Can you tell me an example of when I stepped over the line and what the line is?
Well, they're just talking to Tony. You're talking about Tony.
The caller.
Everybody should call in,
Doug,
and tell. Well, you know, that's your opinion.
Doug,
that's
the
fine.
Caller talked
that's,
about.
But you would not say that about a liberal. You would not say that if somebody came on that was a liberal.
Doug,
you would not say the same thing.
Doug, the caller talked about Tony. I never mentioned his name.
We don't even know.
I don't know him.
I've never met him. I didn't hear the show. I don't know. That caller chose to say he didn't like hearing one side of politics,
okay.
And I said, I don't blame you. I don't either.
All righty.
Hey, Doug, are you a liberal?
No, I voted for Rauner. I voted for George Bush two terms ago.
I don't care who you voted for. I was just asking if you were a liberal.
And Doug, you obviously missed the couple of times on the air when I have said, and I've said it more than once, I am not a Democrat or a Republican.
I don't believe in that. You're not a Democrat or a liberal. Are you a conservative?
I am an independent, and I can't really understand
how... You're not a conservative, Frank.
Oh, I am conservative, but I'm an independent. And my leanings are conservative.
Name me a liberal you voted for.
Just because you don't vote for somebody doesn't mean you don't like them. I mean, you were stating he doesn't like liberals. I mean,
I just get tired of when you say, I don't like to get political,
Doug,
and then you bash
Doug,
a liberal,
Doug,
don't you?
Doug, not liking somebody is completely different than not agreeing with them.
Okay, well,
One of my very best friends couldn't be more liberal. We don't agree, but I don't dislike the person. I like the person.
To me, Doug, you seem, this is my take on you. To me, you seem like the type of person that loves to talk politics and loves to argue your point with other people on politics.
Not necessarily. It just ticked me off when I heard the last caller call in right before 4 o'clock.
But we don't know. Nobody here.
I think what ticked you off was that I didn't jump on him and defend whatever Tony said. I didn't hear it. I think that's what ticked you off. And here's the other most important thing, Doug. You don't know me personally. You don't know me. If you knew me, you would absolutely know how misguided this is when you say, I don't like liberals. That's like saying, I don't like blacks, I don't like gays. There's a lot of things I don't understand or agree with. That doesn't mean I don't like the people.
Okay.
Do you
like little Hillary?
I can't stand her.
I know. Bingo.
Well, you asked me the question, and I answered.
That's what you were talking about. That was the last thing you said when you got off the phone before 4 o'clock.
Well, that's one person, though. You can't say a blanket statement he doesn't like any liberal, though. That's one person.
Do you want me to go down the line?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Rosie O'Donnell.
I can't stand her, and I'll tell you why. She's a big mouth, and she made the statement that no person in this country should own a gun. I think that's insane, and her own bodyguards have a gun, and that's what finally shut her up when somebody pointed that out.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Go down the line.
Joe Biden.
I don't know anything about Joe Biden. I've never mentioned Joe Biden's name. I've never discussed him here. I don't know anything about him. But you're going down the line like it's a long line, and so far the people you've mentioned I've never even addressed.
And Biden decided not to run for president, so you don't really know that much about him.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry he lost a son, I'll tell you that, because to me, the worst thing that can happen to any person is to lose a child.
I totally agree.
And I watched Joe Biden on a talk show talking about his son, and it made me cry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really liked the way he addressed that.
Yep.
So I don't hate Joe Biden. I don't dislike him at all.
Okay. Do you agree with his politics?
I don't really know his politics because I'm not a political person. I don't study it. I don't even understand.
Why do you always say I'm not political? And then you get you bash a liberal.
Doug, you said I always say that. 99% of this show is juvenile joke and storytelling.
I agree, and I love it. And that's why I agree, for the last 22 years I've listened.
Okay,
to
so
it.
You agree that 99% of the show.
Maybe 98%.
Okay,
97,
even 95.
But
Doug, you went, Doug, Doug.
It's the 5% that ticks me off,
Doug,
okay?
Doug, you went from saying I always talk about politics to now it's 5%. Which is it?
Okay, 5%.
That's not so horrible, is it? Is that so horrible? 5%?
Well, okay, just switch it around, everyone.
Here's how open I am for fairness and equality. I am willing to give you right now time to say whatever you want that's liberal or conservative or whatever. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Well, I just don't want you to keep bashing. And, you know, somebody comes on and bashes, you know, one of the liberals or, you know, whoever. And you know, I let's face it, you're a Trump fan, and you always you will be.
Did you hear the day that I said, and it was early in the campaign, Donald Trump needs somebody that he will listen to tell him how to shut up and stop saying ridiculous things that make him look like an idiot. Did you hear the day I said that?
I did. I was right here. Right.
Okay.
Right. But I know your leanings, that's for sure.
You think you do?
Well, no, I do. I've been listening for 22 years. I'm pretty sure I know your leanings.
Well, Doug, if you've been listening
I do appreciate you giving me a chance to talk to you.
I will give you a chance to talk anytime you want, and if you think that you need time to balance things out, go ahead, but it's not going to be often because it's pretty rare.
I understand, and I like it when it's light, and, you know, I love your show, I really do. And I listen to KTRS from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening, and that is a promise. I'm out cutting grass. I'm listening, and I love KTRS. And
we appreciate.
I just want everybody to stay on.
We appreciate that, and I think all of this is because when the guy called and said he didn't like, and by the way, Roger was his name, right? He was the way he did it, I thought was, I respect the way he did it. He didn't lose his temper, he didn't yell, he just didn't appreciate that this guy in the morning who's sitting in for McGraw called Trump a racist, and there doesn't seem to be anybody who wants to come on and counter that. That's what ticked him off, and I think that's what set you off because you didn't like what he said.
Well, I didn't like how you said that everybody should call into KTRS and complain.
Hold on. I said should complain about anything here that will keep you from listening. If you call management and say, you got too many commercials, or I don't like this commercial, you should always let us know what it is that keeps you, not just that, but anything that would keep you from listening, because we're not in business to have people not listen.
I understand.
So I did say, yes, and I repeat it, you should always let the management know if there's anything that causes you to turn us off or change the station. Anything.
I understand.
Doug, is there anything else?
No, that's all. I just wanted to speak my time in. Boy, did you give me some time. Thanks. And I do listen to you all the time. I really do.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Some people like to fight.
Well, and he even admitted himself, he enjoys 95% of the show. There's no show you're going to listen to.
But that's after he said, I'm always
yes, he
talking
definitely
about politics.
Towards the end.
95% is not always. So Doug needs to make up his mind. Let's go to somebody else. Let's go to Dan. Dan, how are you?
Good.
No, not you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I am well. How are you?
I'm great. What can we do for you?
I like to call the show because I know how you like to tackle the tough issues.
Yes, we do.
All right.
We sure do.
Now, you have seen on numerous occasions before and read about how people have successfully sued the tobacco companies because they smoke and got sick, blah, blah, blah.
Which I think is insane. Anyway. That you get paid millions of dollars because you did something you chose to do.
And that's what my dilemma is, and I'll explain it to you. I listen to this radio show. There's these two guys named Frank and Dan.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like an addiction. But I get a migraine headache. every time I listen to him, I was hoping maybe that legal guy that you have on could help me. Do you think I could successfully sue? Because
yes.
It's an addiction.
Yes, I do.
But then I suffer from migraine headaches when I listen to him.
Yes, I do, and I'll tell you why. I had an attorney tell me years ago, and it's true, anybody can sue anybody for anything. You can sue, and you can sue the station because you're addicted to this show.
And you left out Peon on his birthday.
Yeah, Peon. How must that make you
feel?
Well,
he left me out because he said you two give him migraines, so I'm okay with that.
That's kind of a compliment.
Yeah, it was just Dan and Frank, the other guy.
Dan and Frank.
Because I have a son-in-law and a nephew that are attorneys. Maybe I should.
You won't win, but you can sue.
Oh well, then the heck with that.
Takes the fun out of it. Yeah, Dan, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. All right, let's get Ron in here. How much time? We're okay. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing real good. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. What can we do for you?
First of all, I'm AM and a PM. Hallelujah. Second of all, I know how with Johnny Landoff, you guys are always talking about how critical it is with the salesman and Johnny Landoff wanting to meet his people and see him when they come in to buy in that. And yesterday morning, your morning guy, who is not McGraw right now, is sitting in for him, mm-hmm. got a gentleman on talking for GM about what they're wanting to do with Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious if you can ask Johnny Landoff how he feels about this. They're wanting to do away with the dealerships as we know them. They will no longer have a showroom. They will no longer have a lot full of cars, of new cars out there.
Now, this is just Cadillac, right?
This is just Cadillac.
Okay.
But they're starting with their experiment with the Cadillac and then maybe going on from there. And what they will have is a service department, and then they will have what they call their virtual reality room.
Mm-hmm.
It will be where you come in, you can pick out the kind of car you want to virtually ride in, and they have simulators. And you will sit in a simulator, and it'll show you in front of you the colors of the cars you can pick from, the different interiors, and all that. But you will never get into a real car until you order it.
Wow, that's okay. Crazy.
I don't know that story, but my reaction to what you just said is what Dan just said. That's the stupidest, craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
and I don't think in my lifetime we're going to see that.
I can't imagine people, lot of people want to drive off the lot that day in their own car.
When you spend the kind of money people spend for cars, I'm not going to buy it because you put some goggles on me and plug me into something. I want to smell it, sit in it, drive it, feel it, touch it. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
And I'm the same way as you, but it really struck me. I mean, you got to figure they've gotten rid of Pontiac, they got rid of the Hummer, they got rid of the Saturn, and several of them, that have had to fall by the wayside right now. Is this going to make Cadillac disappear? Because I guarantee you, the older people that I know of wouldn't have anything to do with something like this. There might be some younger people out there, but I don't see that many young people driving the Cadillac.
Now, this is somebody's dream, somebody's idea. That's all it is. It's not going to happen. And you're right. A Cadillac, even though it's not the old person's car, it was, thanks to a brilliant guy who decided to do the CTS and chisel these cars and make them look like not old people's cars anymore.
Oh, the Escalade, too.
Goodness, that Escalade. But I look, the reason there's no more Plymouth, there's no more Oldsmobile, there's no more Mercury, there's no more Setter. All those cars are gone. The reason is they were nothing more than clones, in a way, of cars that already existed. An Oldsmobile and a Buick, what's the difference? Pontiac, kind of all the same. Cadillac is their only luxury car. They're not going to get rid of Cadillac.
Buick's still around, correct?
Buick is still around.
And they're trying to make that
sound younger.
When
you talk about the GMC is kind of the clone of the Chevy all the time, all you're doing is paying for some fancy trim.
You know what? You can get a Denali and a GMC, and you can't get that in a Chevy. And if you want that, yes, you get a GMC. But it's from the chassis to the it's the same vehicle. In fact, not many years ago, there was a GMC Suburban and a Chevy Suburban. They were almost identically the same vehicle. The only difference was one said Chevy and one said GMC. We went into the reason why they did that, and it's too long a story. I don't have time now, but they put an end to it. Now that vehicle is called a Yukon XL. That's their Suburban. Okay.
Yeah.
But I get the shutdown of the Plymouth, and I get losing Oldsmobile, but Cadillac going away? I don't think so.
I was curious if you, when you do your show, a little part of your show with Johnny Landoff, bring that up to him of Chevy's idea. Just curiosity, what he thinks that they have up their sleeve. That to me, it's the dumbest idea I've heard of yet.
I agree with you.
Because they're saying what they'll do is they'll have a GM service department that will take care of your Cadillac.
Hmm. Well, and that certainly they can do that now.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. That was their game plan, and you will have a virtual reality showroom to go to, but there will be no cars. There will be no. What they're saying is it's going to reduce their cost on having big lots full of cars. They'll be produced as people want them.
Wow.
But I'm with Peon. There are a lot of people. I want to drive off today in that car. And I can't do that with a headset on my head, and goggles. And then what am I going to wait, a week, a day, a month? What? I want a car today.
Exactly.
I don't think you're going to see that in our lifetime. Not even close.
I was just curious if you'd heard about it, because it blew me away when I heard it yesterday morning on the morning show. So I thought, wow.
No, I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. I don't think it's going to happen. Thank you, Ron.
All right. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right, we got to get caught up.
Yes.
See, we need to be working on weekends, and we need to go to 8 o'clock.
I'm telling you. I know. Can't get it all in.
For 15, 16 years, I have spelled the name Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E. And by the way, I'm so glad Doug called, and I'll tell you why. It was very obvious Doug's political leanings. He sort of, if he's representing the left, wow, he made it pretty clear. They don't have any room to budge, and they don't want to hear anybody who doesn't jump on somebody who's talking in trash about the right. Doug, I'm glad you called, and I'm actually more glad you contradicted yourself, because you kind of blew all your credibility when you said, all I talk about is politics. That's insane. That's absolutely ridiculous. And then you said maybe 95%. Those are two completely different takes. But thanks for listening all the time you have. Now, thanks to all the people who over all these years, 16 or so, have known to call Schaefer when they were in an accident. The only, I guess, time you don't call them is the car is totaled. And they'll be able to tell you that in, you know, no time at all. They'll know if this, it's all hope is lost, this car is done. But unless it's totaled, if it can be saved, if it can be brought back, this is the outfit to do it. Schaefer. They have 10 locations. When they started with us, there were 3. Now there are 10. It wouldn't surprise me if eventually there are 20, because when you do something right and you're really good at it, and people tell other people how good you are, business is always going to be good. What you can't do is lose quality control. You can't have 10 Schaefer locations doing it perfectly and an 11th or 12th, not quite as well. That's not going to happen. They're not going to let that happen. They do it, and the slogan is perfect. It's like it never happened. And that's what you want. When you get your car back, you want to think you dreamed you were in an accident. This car couldn't possibly have had body work. It's perfect. That's what they strive for. And from what I can tell, that's what everybody ends up with, is perfect body work. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, if you want to know where the locations are. And one other thing, when you call the insurance company, you make the call. It's your right to say, this is where I want this car to go to be repaired. It's where they're going to want it to go to, because they're paying everything except the deductible. They want it done right. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Find out everything you need to know at SchaeferAutobody.com.
All right, let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, you've got an accident now on westbound 44 at Hampton that has the left lane blocked, and traffic is backed all the way back to Jefferson. Then you've got another accident on westbound 44 just after Antire. That's off on the right shoulder, but traffic is slow coming up the hill and going down. Southbound 141 looks like it's slow just a little bit south of Big Bend down through Highway 44. You've got southbound 170 stacking up now from Del Mar down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, it's slow from south of Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. We have northbound 170 heavy from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road, and westbound 70, it's really bogged down now between approaching the Earth City Expressway out through 5th Street. And this traffic report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Stop by your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS. We'll be right back.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take McGraw and Kelly Jackson with you?
Wait a minute. Business class? I'm sorry, I only fly first class.
No!
Yeah, thanks for the invite, but my hotel room must have a mini bar.
No, we mean take KTRS with you on your vacation via the KTRS app.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean I wasn't invited on your vacation?
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Don't paint, don't rhino, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again,
Rhino Shield.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shade, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com, and put your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
Wang Gang Asian is voted the number one Asian restaurant in the Metro East year after year, and for good reason. They're a full-service restaurant serving a variety of Asian cuisine, from traditional cashew chicken and Mongolian beef to kebabs, tilapia fish taco style, and Japanese braised barbecue pork ribs. Wang Gang Asian is also the home of the drunken noodle, a dish like no other. They're right off Highway 157 in Edwardsville. Delivery and takeout are also available. For more, go to wanggangasian.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin. You've heard me talking about RTP, Redexum Turf Products. They're located in Valley Park. Well, come by and see us. We'll be live Thursday, June 9th, doing the show from 10 until 1. On top of that, we're giving away a Hopper Yeti cooler. This is valued at $300. No purchase necessary. Just stop by, say hello, and you can pick out a present for Dad. Not sure what to get him for Father's Day, golf balls, come on, ties. RTP has all your outdoor fun, Outer Road of Highway 44 in Valley Park.
Engelbert Humperdinck is coming to the Family Arena November 4th, and here's how you can win tickets. Not now, but when you hear Engelbert Humperdinck sing After the Lovin', be the first to register for your chance to win a pair of tickets from the Family Arena and the Big 550.
Colin Jeffries on the way. He's just walking out of the green room. I need about a minute to invite you to become a patient at Ballast Dental Care. There are a lot of people who don't go to the dentist because the last time they went, it was a bad experience. So the way they handle it is, well, I'll just never go to the dentist again. Well, guess what? That's not a very good idea. You have to have a dentist, and you have to go, and you have to get your teeth cleaned, and you have to get a checkup. You just do. There are people that take their dogs to get their teeth cleaned more often than they take themselves. And I get it. I get it. You know that feeling of when you bite like a fork or something on a metal filling?
Oh, stop.
And that nerve. I get that. And so one time you went to a dentist and they didn't give you quite enough Novocaine and they hit that nerve and yow, you came out of your seat. Forget that. I know you can't forget it. But here's how you smother that memory. Make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. And then your last memory after you go of a dentist or a dental clinic will be a really good one. So that in the future, when you have to go, that's what you remember. Hey, I went there. I remember last time. It was a great experience. Ballast Dental Care. I've gone there for 43 years. Doug, I'm sure, probably doesn't think that's true. If he said, well, how do we know? Well, you go ask them, pull their records for you, and they'll show you. 43 years ago, I made my first visit there, and I've been going there ever since. I'm inviting you to join me and become a patient, and you'll be glad you took me up on it. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Well, the clown.
Let's talk some entertainment. What do you say? I like a little television every once in a while. Not as much as my wife. She loves television. She's got like 15 shows, and she keeps up with all of them. Colin Jeffrey's going to talk about that, some movie stuff, some DVDs, and who knows what else, and maybe save you from wasting a lot of time watching something that's crap, or turn you on to something you might not have noticed otherwise. He's brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window company and the number one selling window company in the United, number one selling window in the United States. Folks, here's Colin Jeffrey.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Sorry we're a little late, but I don't hanging up on people like Doug, because Doug is the kind of guy who makes the show, and he made our show.
Well, good.
He made our show a much better show today.
I'll try to live up to it, then.
Much more entertaining. What do you have?
We've got just a few DVDs out this week. 13 Hours of Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. This was not very good.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I hear, and I didn't bother to watch it because I read it wasn't that great.
No, but it's out on DVD, so if you've been waiting. Anomalisa, which might be one of the oddest...
What's it called?
Anomalisa. It might be one of the oddest animated movies I've seen in a long time. Hail Caesar, the Coen brothers' latest movie with George Clooney, Josh Brolin, Channing Tatum... Yeah, just a huge cast.
It's supposed to be a comedy, right?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I didn't hear a lot of good stuff about it either.
I like their work a lot. So if you're a Coen Brothers fan, I think you'll like it. If not, it's a little odd. But I still enjoyed it. And then the last one, Zootopia, is out on DVD.
That was funny.
This is probably going to win the Oscar for Best Animated Movie. It's going to be tough to unseat that.
Especially when they went into the DMV.
Yes. Operated entirely by sloths.
Yes.
Hail Caesar so that nobody makes the mistake, there's a horrible movie, and some people confuse it with it. It's called Where the Hell Is My Caesar Salad?
Oh.
That's a terrible movie.
Oh.
Not Hail Caesar.
Yeah, don't.
Go ahead.
Where's TV hell, this week.
Forget it. You know what? Edit it out because where it was, the hell it really is was my bad. Caesar salad? And I realize now when I said it how bad it was. So if you edit it out, nobody will know all I right. did that. Okay, go ahead, Colin.
I know where you will be Sunday night watching CBS for the 70th annual Tony Awards.
Oh, I'm there, man. Mm.
There you go. Hamilton has 16 Tony nominations.
But is it still what's his name hosted, Neil Patrick Harris?
I don't believe so. Maybe. No, James Corden from the late show. Or
is this Hamilton that good, or is it just politically correct to act like you think it's good?
I bet it's probably a bit of both. I bet it's very good, but it also just gained such momentum that
not,
you...
is not as good as people want to act like they...
It's kind of like Slumdog Millionaire. A good movie, but it got such a huge groundswell of support behind it that it won the Academy Award. Right. Wasn't or Crash from 2001. It's a good movie. It wasn't the best movie that year. Voltron, the Legendary Defender. It's an animated series that Ian will probably remember. I remember from the 80s.
I remember my kids love Voltron.
It comes back to Netflix this Friday. The American West on AMC. Robert Redford co-produced this documentary that chronicles people like Crazy Horse, Billy the Kid, Wyatt Earp. All these people who made the West.
Who's the guy with a real long gun? The pistol that went down to his past his knee. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Wasn't that Wyatt Earp?
Oh.
Is a giant.
I was getting ready for a joke.
I was yeah. barrel, for the one. Barrel was like 24 inches long or something.
I don't know. We'll have to watch.
As a kid, I had a replica of that. And honest to goodness, the thing in a holster went to your ankle or something. I think it was Wyatt.
That was Long Gun Silver.
Long Gun Silver?
Yeah.
Edit that out.
Oh, my
That's not funny. Edit that out.
What is going on?
Saturday, 9 o'clock on AMC, The American West. And then the show you absolutely have to watch, 8 o'clock on ABC.
Don't tell me what I have to do.
It's the first of a five-part documentary called OJ, Made in America.
Haven't we had enough OJ?
Not. This chronicles his rise from like growing up in the housing projects. The first one is on ABC this Sunday at 8 o'clock. All of the remaining four parts will be on ESPN. So this,
so it has nothing to do with the trial, or
it's his entire life up through the murder to where he is now.
I just don't care. I've had enough.
I think this is going to be very, very good.
Okay.
A couple other quick stories to get through. The movie God's Not Dead. It's a faith-based movie, made $140 million. Kevin Sorbo is a professor who says God is dead, and if you disagree, you have to disprove him, and a kid does, and then Kevin Sorbo is paralyzed at the end. It's awful. It's a very, very bad movie. Not saying anything about the faith aspect of it.
Right.
It's a bad movie.
Okay.
It's a very bad movie. Well, it turns out the people who made the movie may have stolen the story from another woman who is now suing. She has a book called Finding God Beyond Harvard, The Quest for Veritas. She wrote a screenplay, showed it to people who she says then showed it to the people who made God Isn't Dead. They stole her story. She's now suing them for $100 million.
Hmm.
So just an interesting thing. Hmm. Netflix added Eddie Murphy to a movie. It's a fake documentary called Soul, 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 The Murray Murray Story. It's a story of a...
That sounds stupid.
But it's a mockumentary about... it's a mockumentary about a soul singer from the 60s who now is trying to make a comeback in current day because hip-hop artists are sampling his music. So he says, well, I'm just going to make my music again. Since they're using it in rap songs, why shouldn't I be popular? Eddie Murphy.
I'm out.
Oh, I think it'll be funny. You probably don't watch Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. This week he did
what
something.
What time? It's probably late at night.
Sunday nights, once a week. I believe... Yeah, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, maybe 10 o'clock. I think it is on later.
I know who he is.
I only ever watch it on demand, but I enjoy it. He was on The Daily Show. He filled in for Jon Stewart when he was off filming Rosewater a couple summers ago. And he does a very good show. It's sort of investigative journalism with a comedy overlay. But this past week, he did a story on medical debt. And so he orchestrated the largest giveaway in the history of talk shows. He bought $15 million of medical debt and forgave it.
I saw this. I saw the story this morning.
Did you hear how much it cost him? $14.9 million in medical debt from one hospital in Texas.
$16 million or $50 million. It was
$60,000.
Oh, $60,000. That's right.
For $15 million in medical debt. So when you get a creditor calling you and saying, hey, you owe us this money, Keep in mind that in some cases, they are buying it for literally fractions of a penny on the dollar.
Well, it's happened three or four times. Yeah, I saw the story. And all of this debt was out of statute debt, which means the statute of limitations to be sued for it had passed. You know, any debt
why
goes,
would they pay?
Because you can still, you can't sue them, agencies, but you can still try to get money from them. But
so for $50, he created an asset recovery company. And a debt collector.
So for $60,000, he basically is able to tell these people, hey, don't worry about it anymore.
Right. Exactly.
You're off. You're scot-free.
$15 million. Some people owed as much as $250,000.
Wow.
And they were still, they could potentially, a debt collection company could come along, buy this, and then start sending the letters. You owe us money.
Not now.
And these people wouldn't realize in most cases, well, they can't be sued, so they could just say, so instead, this is what he did. And the last story, I just wanted to mention this. I'm going to give Ian the link to a 4.5-minute story. A little mini documentary about a man named Tim Doucette. You've probably never heard of him. He lives in Nova Scotia. Well, he had, as a child, he was given a diagnosis of congenital cataracts. And this was going to cause blindness at a young age. Mm. So as opposed to letting that happen, they removed the lens of his eye, meaning that his pupil now can't contract anymore. It's got nothing. So it is, his pupil is always open as wide as it can be. Well, that's bad if you're going to try and exist in the sun.
You need some real dark sunglasses.
Well, instead, he became an astronomer. And because his eyes are open so wide, he can see the Milky Way without any special camera, anything.
Wow.
This is a short little story about this man.
Is this true?
It's true. He can only see about his eyesight is 90% gone, but at night, he can see without any special assistance the Milky Way in the sky. Because his eyes are that sensitive.
I want to say, wow, that's really great, but it wouldn't be great because you can't see anything else.
No.
But he has to stay inside mostly,
He definitely found the right thing. And then Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee comes back a week from Thursday for another season, appearing on the show this year with Jerry Seinfeld, John Oliver, Jim Gaffigan, J.B. Smoove, Margaret Cho, Judd Apatow, and Lorne Michaels.
Wow, I didn't hear anybody in there that I would go out of my way to
Jim Gaffigan?
He's okay.
Yes. So that's a week from Thursday. I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Colin. Colin Jeffrey, everybody. A man with two first names. Colin Jeffrey. Brought to you by Window World. Where the villain is me. The original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I like Colin's segment.
Yes, I do too.
I don't get to hear the one he does with Paul Harvey on Friday, but he will have another one. What is it?
Harris.
He'll have another one on Friday. I bank at First Community Credit Union. I'm sure you know that. First Community Credit Union is the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale. You will get to hear the yard sale again this coming Saturday. From 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning, the host is Paul Warner, and the only sponsor is American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage is First Community Credit Union. That's a great sponsor, too, by the way, of other things. But First Community Credit Union stepped up 5 or 6 years ago. I think it's been at least that long. And said, yeah, we'll sponsor the yard sale. And we thought it would be for, originally it was designed, you sponsor it for one quarter, for 3 months. For certainly more than a quarter, and for years now, they've been the sponsor. So do this for us if you would. If you're a member of First Community Credit Union, next time you're in there, say, by the way, thank you for that yard sale. And if you go, why would I thank them? I've never heard it. My goodness, please listen. 7 to 9 on Saturday morning. I think it's the most entertaining radio anywhere on the weekend. It's fun to listen to what people, just like it's fun to go to a garage sale and see what people are selling in their driveway, same thing. It's fun to listen to. And thank you, First Community Credit Union, for making that show possible. And thank you for being a great place to bank. If you want to bank in a place where you never have to worry if the rates are competitive, First Community Credit Union. You want to bank in a place where they treat you like you own the place because you do, because all the customers, members we're called, together own First Community Credit Union. And there are 42 locations. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and it is a great place to bank. I'm inviting you to check it out. Close your accounts down at your bank, tell them goodbye, and come join us. If you want to know more, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Things are really jammed up on westbound 44 from 55 out through Hampton, where they were working with an earlier accident. Same thing, they're stacked up on northbound 170 from the Rock Road up through Airport Road and eastbound 270 McDonald through New Florissant. Again, from the Halls Ferries through Bell Fountain. And this traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. With summer vacation approaching, is your accounting team short-staffed? Account Temps offers professional temporary accounting and finance support when you need it. Visit AccountTemps.com, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It is so easy to use and free to download. My goodness, why wouldn't you have it on your phone? STL Taxi. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Real well. Well, last week, a woman in Delaware gave birth in a bookstore. Man, out of habit, the parents briefly looked over the newborn baby, then went home and bought a cheaper baby on Amazon. People.
Yeah. That's how people shop nowadays.
Yeah.
They just browse in the stores.
Dion.
You're welcome. I got your back, Bill.
We got it.
Here's a fun fact. I didn't know if you guys know this. In some parts of Venezuela, you know, the country of Venezuela, they have mimes to help direct the traffic. Mimes. If you're driving around, you've seen them. It's kind of confusing, though. I mean, you can never tell if the mimes are telling you to stop or if they're just trapped in a box.
Yeah, that trapped in a box thing, that has to be every mime.
That's all they got. That's all they got. A Southern California teacher has been arrested for allegedly teaching while drunk. And they could tell she was wasted because she was even willing to sleep with the ugly students.
No.
Oh.
Oh, man.
She was.
That's how you know. And finally, this happened.
No.
I know. You hate when it ends.
Yep.
Hate when it ends. Well, a new survey finds that Spirit Airlines is the most hated airline in the country.
Ooh.
Yeah, and today Spirit Airlines apologized to its passengers and charged them a $50 apology fee. The Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and PM cab company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See you.
Hey, in the Playhouse, I have a list of the, I guess this would be like the 10, whoever put this together, these are the 10 best roller coasters anywhere. So if you like roller coasters, and I don't, but I'll share this with you anyway. Don't go away, we got a good joke too. Of course we do, it's the Playhouse. Look at that, it's 5 o'clock at the Big 5.